Okay, this is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It is 10:40. We have closed the executive session. The public is invited to come back into the room. There is, just for the record, no public present on at the time, but they are invited to be here if they want to show up. The minutes will show that the executive session was adjourned at about 10:40. The public hasn't been invited. If there are any motions that need to be handled immediately, they are in order now. If my colleagues have any motions they wish to bring? I do not believe there are any motions. So if there's any additional comments that anyone would like to make on this, now would be the time. My colleagues have any comments? Commissioner Kalk?
Yes, Madam Chair. Is it the comment I would make is just a I know Jack has heard it, perhaps both of you are in a different part of the meeting, but just thank you for your work on this, Jack. Like, you've done a lot of work on this, you spent a lot of time, and it's really appreciated. Now, this is the first time we've kind of delved in the oil and gas FERC jurisdiction for a while, but the commission, I've always felt, has had a shortfall in what we've been able to do in front of the FERC in our electricity. We find all these tariffs back and forth between SPP and MISO, and when we had Casey here, she was kind of becoming our FERC expert, and then, of course, we couldn't hold the three attorneys on there. But what I'd like to do with talk to my colleagues about just briefly is that I know we're in a budget reduction cycle, but I think the, either your job descriptions attorneys out here have anything with FERC in it.
Well,
is it? But it doesn't. It doesn't say specifically.
No.
But I think that the world of the
what we do.
Right. But I think there's something that we need to add to our discussion with the legislature when we go in this time around. Is just talk about how the world of commission jurisdiction continues to evolve, and with RTOs it's changed, and now even pipelines, we start setting up with the legislature that maybe we do need some assets dedicated because it to FERC understanding, almost like FERC oversight, watch what they're doing so we can intervene in timely manners in whether it's electric tariff rates, whether it's pipeline tariff rates, that we can get in the front end of this stuff. Because I agree with the comments I've heard you say before, Julie, is that we are involved, and we are the people that should be in front of FERC helping out, because it is very complex. And if it's not us advocating for the state in front of FERC, who is it going to be?
It's true.
So I would say if we can maybe remember to throw that in our comments somewhere in our opening comments to the legislature. And as we get through this budget cycle, we come back around that we perhaps look at that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Mr. Chrisman, anything? All right. That completes our work session. It is 11:45 or 10:45. We're adjourned.